Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, The Cosmic Manifestation, Chapter 4, The Process of Creation, Part 1, Verses 1 through 10, Maharaj Parikshit's Doubtful Inquiries. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sutta Goswami then said to the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka, Maharaj Parikshit, the son of Uttara, after hearing the speeches of Shukadev Goswami, which were all about the truth of the self, applied his concentration faithfully upon Lord Sri Krishna. The king, as a result of his wholehearted attraction for Krishna, was able to give up all deep-rooted affection for his personal body, his wife, his children, his palace, his animals like horses and elephants, his treasury house, his friends and relatives, and his undisputed kingdom. O great sages, that great soul, Maharaj Parikshit, constantly wrapped in thought of Lord Krishna, knowing well of his imminent death, renounced all sorts of fruitive activities, namely acts of religion, economic development, and sense gratification. And so, Parikshit fixed himself firmly in his natural love for Krishna, asking all these questions exactly as you are asking me. Maharaj Parikshit then said, O learned Brahmana Shukadev, you know everything because you are without material contamination. Therefore, whatever you have spoken to me appears perfectly correct. Your speeches are gradually destroying the darkness of my ignorance, for you are narrating the topics of Lord Krishna. So I beg to know from you how the personality of Godhead, by his personal energies, creates these phenomenal universes as they are, which are inconceivable even to the great demigods. Kindly describe how the Supreme Lord, who is all-powerful, engages his different energies and different expansions in maintaining and again winding up this phenomenal world in the sporting spirit of a player. O learned Brahmana Shukadev, the transcendental activities of the Lord are all wonderful, and they appear inconceivable because even great endeavors by many learned scholars have still proved insufficient for understanding them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one, whether He alone acts with the modes of material nature or simultaneously expands in many forms or expands consecutively in order to direct the modes of nature. Please, kindly clear up all these doubtful inquiries, because you, Shukadev, are not only vastly learned in the Vedic literatures, you are self-realized in transcendence, but also you are a great devotee of Krishna. Therefore, you are as good as the personality of Godhead. Recorded February 6, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.